Mike Tegubin, hello, friend, and greetings once again in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. O beloved, it's wonderful to taste and see that the Lord is good. That is to put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, to accept him as your Savior, to be delivered from sin and its bondage and its control and its dominion, to be set free, and to know the liberty that is ours in the Lord Jesus Christ, liberty to walk in righteousness, liberty to do that which pleases God, liberty to do that which makes our life fulfilled and meaningful, which gives us purpose and reason for living. Oh, beloved, it's wonderful to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, it doesn't mean there won't be trials. It doesn't mean there won't be trouble. It doesn't mean there won't be difficulty. It doesn't mean that your life will be a bed of roses. No, it doesn't mean that at all. There will be trials. There will be tests. There will be trouble. There will be difficulty. But, beloved, there will also be joy. The peace of God, which passeth all understanding, in every situation and circumstance, to know that the living Christ is with you through the indwelling Holy Spirit of God, to have the resources of Almighty God available, to glorify the Lord in every situation, in every circumstance, in every problem, in every difficulty. My sweetheart wife has 4 broken vertebrae. She has lupus, which has, and also osteoporosis, which has been caused by medication that she's taken for her thyroid for many, many years. And so now she is confined to bed, and her bones are -4.5%, which means they're just shells. And these bones have broken just by moving. It has broken, and yet she has the sweetest spirit. She has the joy of the Lord reflected through her countenance and through her witness to others. And many people call her on the phone because they're blessed and they're encouraged every time they talk to her, because she has the Lord Jesus Christ indwelling her life through the person of the Holy Spirit, and she knows the joy of the Lord. She has the peace of God, and she's a blessing to everyone that she comes in contact with. Oh, beloved, you see, it doesn't, when you accept Christ, it doesn't mean you won't have trials, it doesn't mean you won't have trouble, but it does mean that you have strength to face each problem, help to deal with each circumstance, and a source that you can draw upon in time of need, which is Almighty God, who's able to use every situation and circumstance in our life to His honor, to His glory, and to His praise. And so it's my privilege to care for my sweetheart wife. It's my privilege to help her and to look after her needs and to do all I can to care for her. And the Lord has given us this radio ministry so that we can continue serving Him, even though I have to devote most of my time to meeting her needs and looking after her needs. And yet we're able to still have a part in spreading the gospel. And we marvel and are amazed at how God has blessed this little radio ministry, how He has expanded it, how that it's going out to multitudes of people, how we're hearing from many that are coming to know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. And it's all of Him. It's all of Him. It's none of me. Since 1996, I haven't been able to visit the churches that help us and support us in this ministry. But God is our source of supply. The Lord is the one that has kept this ministry going. And we're amazed and often wonder at how that He provides the finances necessary. I'm not able to go out and raise funds, but the Lord is our source of supply. And for you that are struggling, He wants to be your source of supply if you will honor Him, if you will walk in accordance to His Word, if you will obey Him and live according to the teachings of the Word of God. You'll find God sufficient for your every need and able to do exceeding abundantly above all you ask or think. Many times we get letters from countries overseas from people who think we're rich and have a lot of money. But, beloved, we're not rich. We don't have a lot of money. We have the eternal God who owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. The earth is His and the fullness thereof. And when we have needs, and we often do have needs, we go to Him as our source of supply. We go to Him for our help, and we marvel at how many times He hears our petitions and grants them and provides in unexpected ways to His honor, His glory, and His praise. Even this radio ministry is a ministry of faith. We don't have any large financial organization behind us, but we have the greatest God of the universe, the God who created it all and brought it all into existence. He is our source of supply, and He's the one that's able to touch hearts and to burden individuals to help and to assist and to keep this radio ministry going. It's all of Him, beloved, and I can't take any credit for it because He's the one that provides it, and He's the one that has given us the people that help us and that assist us. He's the one that's placed us on the Internet and given us the ministry over the Internet, over our website. And you can tune in to our website, bbfibobgriggs.com. And you can listen to the broadcast on the website now. And all of this is what the Lord has done. He's the one that's provided for it all. And I marvel and am amazed how little income we have, and yet how God supplies and provides and stretches what we have. And, beloved, God is no respecter of persons. He loves you just as much as He loves me. Yes, we honor God with our tithe. We give a tenth of our income to the Lord, a tenth of everything that we receive for our personal support. 10% of it goes to the Lord, but that's not all. Over and above that, we found that Luke 6:38 is true, where the Lord says, "Give, and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. For with the same measure that you measure it out, God will measure it back to you in the same way." Oh, beloved, we've found that by giving to missions and giving to other ministries, we've seen God bless our ministry and God provide the funds for our ministry as we give to others to help spread the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Beloved, God's not a debtor to anyone, and you can't outgive God. I receive letters all the time from other countries where people say, from pastors that say, "Our people are too poor to give." No, they're not, beloved. They're not too poor to honor God with their tithe. They're not too poor to do what God's Word says to do. If you will teach them to obey God, they'll see the Lord meeting their needs. They'll see God keeping His word. They'll see God doing exceeding abundantly above all they even ask or think, because God keeps His word. God's word is true, beloved. And, oh, I didn't mean to get into all of this, but the Holy Spirit's the one that's led us to talk about it, because we get so many letters from people overseas who are begging us for financial help, when, beloved, the one they need to go to is not to us, because we don't have a large financial supply, but they need to go to the same source we go to, because they have the same Lord that we have. And He's able to do for them exceeding abundantly above all they even ask or think, He says in Ephesians chapter 3. Beloved, God's word is true. If we'd only believe His word, if we'd only trust Him, if we'd only honor Him with that tenth of our income, whatever it is, if we'd give Him a tenth of it, you would see God abundantly blessing you and providing your needs and helping you and seeing what He's able to do. Oh, beloved, how many times we cheat ourselves out of God's blessings because we walk according to the flesh. We lean to our own understanding. We're not willing to trust in the Lord with all of our heart, and lean not to our own understanding, but in all of our ways to acknowledge Him and let Him direct our paths. Beloved, if you'll honor God, He'll do exceeding abundantly above all that you ask or think. God's word is true, and God always keeps His word. He always does what He promises to do. Now, I've seen people who would try tithing, and they'd do it for maybe a week or two, or even a month or two, and then they'd quit because they'd say, well, I don't see any results coming from it. God wants us to walk by faith, beloved. God wants us to trust in Him. God doesn't want us to lean to our own understanding and look from the way we look at it, but to trust Him. And, beloved, if you'll get into the habit of honoring Him, you'll see God keeping His word and doing what He promised to do. Because I know from personal experience, God is trustworthy, beloved, and He will do exceeding abundantly above all you even ask or think if you will walk by faith and not lean to your own understanding. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Oh, beloved, get into the Word of God and let the Lord speak to you. Walk in obedience to what you do understand and what you do know of God's Word, and He will illuminate your understanding and help you to grow in the knowledge of the truth, and you'll see His blessings being poured forth upon you. He wants the best for your life. Till next time, goodbye.